Well, Jane's brother, Johnny, now selling insurance, talked Mr. Ace into taking out a $5,000 policy. But when the insurance doctor came to the house to examine Mr. Ace, Jane thought the doctor had come to treat Mr. Ace for his illness, of which he has been complaining lately, and so spoiled the deal. The scene now is the Ace's bungalow just after the doctor has left. We find Jane trying to explain to Marge and to Mr. Ace, who is fit to be tied. Listen.
Now, dear, there's no use looking at me that way. This is one time you can't say it's my fault. Nobody told me anything about insurance. And when I saw a doctor, what was I to think? Well, I did. I thought he came here to see you because you've been sick. How did I know that Johnny was selling insurance now? I haven't seen hide or seek of him for about a year, much less that he sent the doctor to sell you insurance. Now, you might as well stop looking at me like that, because I'm not going to look at you anymore. You're just wasting it. Stop it now. Last look.
Jane, will you please put your neck in there?
In there? That's too tight.
It is.
Now, Hugh, leave her alone. She wasn't to blame for this.
No, not much.
Well, I did as much as she did. Yeah. I thought he was a doctor come to treat you myself. Yes, look at Marge if you have to look like that. It's behind me how you can expect me to know he was a doctor selling insurance.
The doctor wasn't selling insurance, Jane. He was here for an insurance examination.
Yes, how was I to know that? I opened the door and I see a bag and he says he's a doctor and he smells like medicine. Well, what was I to think?
Do you have to think?
Do I have to think? What kind of a question is that? Why, hardly a day goes by that I don't think of something.
Oh, really, I couldn't have caught you on one of your off days.
Well, if you'd have warned me, you could.
I was just decided this morning to buy this insurance. How could I tell you?
Well, I hate to get sarcastic, but did you ever hear of a telephone?
Oh, don't bother me.
Well, if a person's own husband won't call her on the telephone, there's no use talking.
I think she's got you there, my friend. You really could have let her know.
But I didn't dream that she'd sit here and tell a doctor I was practically falling apart.
I didn't say that. I said you've been sick. You have. How do you feel now?
Terrible.
Well, no wonder. Look how excited you are. You've got to watch your blood pressure.
Pleasure?
It's no pleasure, Jane.
I just say it's not.
Well, it's not for me either. I'm just sick and tired of being made the ghost around here whenever something goes wrong. Now, this is your fault.
Mine?
Yes, it is. Why didn't you tell me about the insurance?
I told you I didn't know about it myself. It happened so suddenly. Your brother came into the office. I was his first customer.
First customer?
Yes.
Well, he certainly got off to a flying start, didn't he?
I don't understand. What is he doing now?
Selling insurance.
Yes, I know, but what does that mean exactly?
Oh, this would be a fine time to start explaining that now that it's all over.
Well, you should have explained it over the phone, and then I would have known what to say to that doctor.
Did it occur to you that you don't have to say anything to some people?
Not say anything. Just in here staring, I suppose.
It would have been better than what you did.
When somebody comes here, I have to talk to them. I can't just stare into space.
Why not?
Why not? Well, how would it look if the doctor and I just sat here staring into each other's face?
Into each other? Yeah, well, I would probably have had the insurance by now. As it is, your brother lost his first client, that's all.
My brother, that's another thing. A fine brother he is. Do you know, I even almost forgot my hat, a brother. It's been that long since I saw him.
Yeah. Out of sight, out of mind, they say.
Yes, he was out of my sight so long, I was out of my mind worrying about him. And after a while, I forgot him. A fine thing, my own flesh and bone.
Well, he'll be very happy to know how you spoiled his first sale.
I spoiled it?
Yes.
Now, just a minute, dear. If you'd have told me that this doctor was coming...
All right, Jane, let's forget it. I probably couldn't have passed it anyhow. Now, how about dinner?
It'll be ready in a jitney. I'll go tell Laura to hurry up and... Was that the door?
Yes.
Yes, I think it was.
Well, I'll go, dear. Just sit down and relax and stop looking so mad. There's no use crying over spoiled milk.
I wonder who this is now.
Well, James, hiya.
Oh.
What's the name, please?
Oh, now, just stop the clown. Where do you get that what's the name stuff?
Oh, just being sarcastic. I haven't seen you in a doomsday.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just been kind of...
Well, hello, Johnny. You remember me?
Marge, how are you? Gee, I'm glad to see you. Glad to see you too, James.
Well, don't be so glad.
What?
I've got some bad news for you.
Bad news?
Yeah.
Now, don't look at me, Johnny. If he'd have told me that the doctor was selling insurance, I would have known he wasn't here because he was sick.
What's that? Didn't the doctor get here? I just dropped in to see that everything came off all right.
Everything's off all right. Everything's all right.
There was a misunderstanding, Johnny. You see,
I told you, Johnny, that I haven't been feeling well, didn't I?
Yeah?
Well...
Oh, how was I to know that the
will
doctor...
Will you hush?
Looking at me.
I keep looking at you because when something goes wrong around here, it's usually you that makes it go wrong.
Just a minute,
John. It was a mistake. Have it that way. The doctor got here about 5 minutes ahead of me, and while waiting, Jane told him how sick I was. And that
he was?
Yes.
I even chipped in with a few well-pointed
yes.
remarks.
What is this? That was my first case. Oh, sis, how could you?
Well, how was I to know the doctor was selling insurance? All I
said was... Oh, this is going to be great for me. I'm through. I'm finished. Washed up. That's all.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that, Johnny. Just because you didn't sell your first customer.
But don't you see? That doctor's going to go back there and tell him I tried to insure a sick man.
What?
Sure, they'll think I was trying to put one over on the company.
Oh,
no,
they will not.
They certainly will. She told him that you were sick and all that. How'd you come to do a thing like that, Jane?
I didn't come to do it. I didn't know the doctor was selling insurance.
Selling insurance? He was the company doctor. He was here to examine your husband for a policy. Oh, there goes a $5,000 policy shot to nothing. Well, that washes me up. I'm through. And I'm certainly through with you, Jane. Of all the dumb, idiotic things
I... Oh, now, just a minute. Now, don't get on your high chair with me. It's been a whole year since I've seen you, if I'm a day.
Oh.
My own brother, own flesh and bone. We used to be together all the time. We were insufferable.
You're insufferable?
Yes, we both were.
Oh, don't bother me.
Don't bother you.
Yes, and I wish you'd stay out of my business.
What business is that?
It was the insurance business. I don't know what it'll be now. I'm going to be fired first thing in the morning. There's no question about that, thanks to you, sis.
Don't thank me. Nobody told me anything about insurance.
Oh, now maybe you can explain it to them, Johnny. They won't fire you.
Oh, no, I know them. In fact, I even went back to the office and told them I'd sold this policy.
Well, what of it? Can't you sell it to somebody else? I'll buy it. You?
Oh, sure. She's going to buy insurance now. Now,
well,
listen.
Well, I don't want him to lose his job, even if he is my brother that I haven't seen in a year.
Hey, that might be an idea. Will you buy some insurance? Have you got a policy?
No, I'll buy one. And what is it?
Oh, what are you talking about, Jane?
No, doesn't
now, don't spoil his sale for me, will you? I might be able to save my job. I'll tell him it was for Mrs. Ace instead of Mr. Ace. Now, let me see. $5,000 at your age.
$5,000? Is that what they call?
Oh, you're going to do swell with her.
No, Jane. No, Jane. They don't court $5,000. Now, just a minute. Now, I'll look it up in the book.
Let me see. Jane, I forget your exact age. Am I 3 years older than you or four? Well, what's your age, sis?
Age?
Yeah, how old are you?
Oh, no, I don't tell that to anybody.
Mm. You don't tell that to anybody? You have to when you take out insurance.
Oh, no, and you don't know either, dear, not exactly.
I'll bet I do.
Now, don't you tell, Marge. Now, Johnny, just stop talking about it. If you want to sell me one, all right, but let's don't get personal.
But I have to know the exact... What's the date and year of your birth?
Oh, October 12, 1913.
Good. $5,000 at age 25... That would be...
Johnny, I'm not going to spend $5,000.
No,
what
no,
do you
no.
think I am, a rich millionaire?
No,
you've got a cheap one.
No, no, you don't pay $5,000, Jane. That's the amount of the insurance. You only have to pay, here it is, $85.40 for a $5,000 policy.
Well, that's more or less. $85 for a $5,000 one?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, that's what I call a bargain. Did you hear that, Johnny?
Well, I heard about enough of this. Now, let's just forget it.
I should say I won't. Are you sure of that, Johnny?
Yep. There's the rate right here. $85.40 for $5,000.
Well, how can you afford to lose so much money?
Lose? Who loses?
Well, somebody loses, don't they? I mean, if you can sell something worth $5,000 for only $85.40.
No.
I think you'd better go into detail there, Johnny, before you go any further.
Sis, don't you understand what insurance is?
I don't think so. But what do you have to understand? Anybody can see how cheap that is.
Look, Jane, let's drop the whole thing. She's not behind the insurance,
yes, she is.
Johnny.
She must have insurance.
Now, look, Jane. You know, of course, that this $5,000 is payable to your husband. He gets the money.
Well, I don't care. We're partners. He'd give me half if I wanted it.
There, now you see how she understands.
No, Jane. He couldn't give you half because if he ever collected on this policy, you wouldn't be here.
Where would I be?
Me?
This is going to be quite a job, Johnny.
I never heard of anybody that didn't understand what insurance is. I'll try to explain it to you. Now, listen.
Yeah?
I sell insurance policies. The person being insured leaves the $5,000 to the beneficiary. It's only paid when the insured dies.
Dies?
Yes.
And out of that, you make a living?
I make a living. Well, I hope so. Do you understand what it is now that you're buying?
I only understand that I have to pay $85.40 for $5,000.
Oh, but Jane, you don't understand that the $85.40 is just the first premium.
Yes.
Premium?
Yes, Jane. Look, that's the premium. You know what a premium is, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. What is it?
A premium? Yes. Well, it's like the cup and saucer I get with the box of oatmeal.
The cup? Oh. Yes, that's what I thought.
No, no, sis, you don't get this. Johnny's going to have quite a job on his hands if he's going to get Jane interested in insurance. We'll learn more about it when next we meet the Easy Aces.